Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Ranger Chronicles. I am your host, Charlie Niemeyer. Today, we are bringing an end to two different eras, the end of Power Rangers RPM and the end of the Disney era, technically. I'll get more into that later. But in the meantime, we're about to watch our final episode of RPM. So let's get this started here in 3, 2, 1, go.
A computer virus has built armies of robotic soldiers and taken control of our world. But there is still one place we can be safe. The domed city of Corinth. And the only hope we have left is...
Danger and Destiny Part 2 was a 32nd episode of Power Rangers RPM. It first aired on December 26, 2009, written by Judd Lynn and directed by Mike Smith. This also marks the 700th episode of Power Rangers.
I'm going to download the virus into your memory drive. You'll go into the control tower and upload it into Avengix server.
Go ahead.
Scott.
What?
What is it?
It's military code.
Military? You're done.
12-5. Sorensen. Sector 12, Quad 5?
The old Sorensen factory's in that quad.
I'm ready.
Once the virus is downloaded, I'll signal you to morph. Vendix will link into the biofield and the virus will activate.
Okay. Ziggy, you stay here and guard Dr. K. We're going in.
Don't worry. You can count on me, Dr. K.
She doesn't seem too excited about this.
I did that, I ended up in a cave.
Good times, huh?
Okay. It's the factory. Gotta get those prisoners out.
To the control tower?
Get out of my way.
Touchy, touchy.
What are they doing with those people? Oh, Scott.
Thanks,
oh.
But I'm already
Not to be nasty, but you might want to wait until after you're allowed to morph a little bit, maybe. Three people trying to infiltrate a base without their morphing ability could be a little crazy. Well, then again, if you can get your hands on the weapons, maybe not so bad. Are you kidding me?
You're right. You got my message.
Yes, sir, I did.
Let's get these people out of here.
How did he send the message? Are we going to find that out?
Everyone out.
I guess not.
This whole place clear. Now!
She's doing very good acting.
Yeah.
He's doing a lot of these moves himself. Dang. That's not him, though. That is. Wow. He could do some breakdancing. What? Uh-oh. Oh. Big bad, and you guys can't morph. Fake conversation? Okay.
Should I disconnect?
Not yet. Let's see what else Svenjux has buried in there.
Oh.
Snack time.
Oh, what's about to happen? Oh.
Wait. Back up. Those encrypted files. The biofield.
Okay, what's that mean?
Under control, Doc.
I don't think they destroy the base. They've had fights in there before. She might want to shut the door, though.
Rangers, you're clear to morph.
It's morphin' time. Oh, that looked pretty epic right there. Wow. So that means Ziggy can morph there too, right? Is he going to bother? I don't know. Yes, he is. Sick move, dude.
Bring it on.
Oh, they haven't done that foot spinning thing trick in a while. That one.
Come here, you worthless bag of bolts.
Supposedly, and I can't remember, so I can't corroborate, but it's either the tires or the gears on the other two. Power Rangers thought to use those as offensive things, having them spin and stuff, that never was a thought for the Sentai actors. So it wasn't until Gokaiger came along that they implemented that over there, so they thought that was a good idea. That's kind of cool. Oh, that's not gonna work.
Come
Someone's gonna find Tenaya, right? And Dylan's gonna have to wake up and save her. He said enough.
Anytime, Doc.
Oh.
He's accessing the biofield.
Here comes his first mistake.
Oh, okay, cool. Sweet. Backwards. He's deleting his own soldiers. Oh, that's not good.
Stop what you're doing.
Hey, he woke up. Now he's going to go save her. I told you.
Tenaya. He's going to bust in. I don't think I can hold him off.
Where is she?
The control tower.
I'll get her out.
No.
Sorry, Doc. Dylan, looking good.
Ranger Green, give me a hand.
She still can't say his name, though. That's funny. Why don't you try your actual more powerful weapons, like the Street Saber and the Turbo Cannon, and I can't think of what...
You traitor! You're not Tenaya anymore!
Technically. Oh! Does she still know how to fight? Yeah, she still knows how to fight. Are they gonna give her a good fight so she can leave on the show on a cool? Oh, Zip Charger, that's what the thing's called, yes. Oh, that's not working. Ouch. That was an awkward landing, too. What are they doing? No way. Sweet, they're gonna bring back the other two, which means they could also bring back the Zords if this works, technically. That didn't seem to be like it were. Oh!
You cannot defeat me.
Wow. Now, in the Sentai version, they actually did the whole roll call without their helmets on. It was kind of cool. So it's interesting that they're going to end this version the same way. Uh-oh. They're back, and they've been sent somewhere.
What is that? I don't believe it.
Impossible.
In sight.
Locking on.
They've got good guys in there still. Hello? Wow, how high up is that? Wow. Really? They're making her shout? Okay, so that worked. I hope that's on target. Oh! He's just gonna stand there? I guess so. That's coming down very slow. Well, that worked. Wow. Uh-oh.
We're okay, Doc.
Yay!
You show me how you did that thing with Jem and Gemma, and we're gonna be rich.
Oh, for God's sakes.
Oxygen level's normal.
All clear.
Wait, what?
Consider working with me.
Getting rid of Vengix cleared up the air outside? Really?
Eagle Squad.
There's no better man for the job. So.
It'd be an honor, Dad.
So far, the implants are holding, but I can't predict how long you'll be able to see.
Either way, I'm going to be fine.
Oh, so maybe her sight is temporary. I told you it was an implant.
Ready as we'll ever be.
Well, where are you going?
Around, we've got plenty of room in the shop.
Shop?
Sure, my dad and I are building new computer networks for the city.
No thanks. I think we'd rather spend some time away from computers for a while.
Drum roll, please, ladies and gentlemen, because you're looking at Eagle Squad's newest recruits.
We get to blow things up.
And get paid for it.
Always a plus.
Series operators.
Oh. This is it.
Get in gear.
Nice. You know, they're using props, but they look more like the toys when they put them in there like that.
No more series operators. What next? Ziggy and I are starting a school for kids.
She said Ziggy.
Well, he's not a series operator anymore, so I have to call him something. I suppose Ziggy will suffice.
She's gonna teach all the kids about the biofield physics, you know, the fun stuff.
And he's gonna teach them shadow puppets and cooking, you know, the tough stuff.
Aww.
I hate to break this up, but
they're cute.
We gotta get going.
Sorry, going where?
We have no idea.
But somewhere out there, there's a world waiting to be rebuilt.
All right, then, just don't make me have to come out there and save you.
Oh, she's even hugging. Aww.
I almost forgot. You left this in my lab.
Oh, yeah. The watch. Keep it. We don't need it anymore.
Keep it.
See?
And Doc? Thanks.
This is actually kind of a sad ending. Or like bittersweet anyway. Oh, she's letting it with a smile. And now we're going to end as we began, with a car driving around the desert. How did he spot that from a... Jeez. Okay. Oh! Birds? Oh, a whole bunch of the little plants. Things are already starting to make its way back to life. How did they clean up all the junk that fast?
It's beautiful. It's like a whole new world.
Uh-oh. She only closed the one side. All right, Vengix will return. I guess. So I love, that's really kind of a scary thing to do, to leave it on such an open ending like that, considering this was supposed to be the end of Power Rangers. I thought Power Rangers art, first off, the episode was great. I thought it brought an end to everything. We got our Rangers back, of course. And that ending part, it was bittersweet. It was, I mean, I'm thinking of endings like Overdrive, where it was just like, oh, I'm leaving. This one was actually pretty cool, and you could actually feel like it was the end of a cool experience, and they were all kind of, it's a good thing that it's over, but it's also kind of sad that it's over, you know? It's kind of interesting. I thought this series was pretty good as a whole. I thought everyone got some care. I mean, this was one of our better seasons. I know that even despite the fact that there was a executive producer shakeup partway through, I thought this turned out to be a really great season. The only thing I could complain about really would be the shaky cam thing. But that was the style at the time, so I don't know if I can really get into that too much. This was a fun series, despite the dark undertones. I mean, Ziggy brought a lot of humor. Everyone actually had some humor in it. It was fun. But that's going to do it for Power Rangers RPM. This is indeed the end of RPM. Now, after this, the following season would actually not be a new series. After the fiasco that Disney was already not wanting to do this series anyway, plus the fact that it went over budget, Disney decided for the next season they were just going to bring back Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, but reversioned. In other words, they were going to bring it back, but they were going to just add some fun little graphics and things, overlays on top of the footage and stuff to annoy the people watching it, or to try to keep the attention of the more modern children from the early 2010s. And that, for the most part, also meant that some of the episodes, there was some trimming done and some cuts made. So it's not even technically the full version of MMPR. Plus, you had cuts made because they were showing more commercials in 2010 than in 93. And it was on ABC Saturday mornings as opposed to Fox Kids in the afternoons, which also changes things. But I'm not covering the reversion Mighty Morphin because we've already gone through Mighty Morphin. It'd be kind of just rewatching it again. One of the good things that did come out of the reversioning, though, is that we got our first, that Bandai America not only put out a whole bunch of toys, excuse me, that would never see the light of day in the show due to the fact that, you know, they weren't making new episodes. They did do an updated version of the Megazord, which had the Zord connector ports, or whatever they called them, so that you could actually, like, combine it with some of the Zords from the RPM series. And I think Jungle Fury? I don't remember when the Zord connector started. Anyway, this Megazord would end up coming back as the Legacy Megazord in a few years. There were plans for a Dragon Zord, but it never happened. The TV series gets to about all the way through the Green with Evil miniseries, and maybe one or two episodes after that, and then it stopped. Why did it stop? That's because Chaim Saban was apparently very upset at seeing that the Power Rangers series had been reduced to repeats with flashy graphics on the episodes. So he went to Disney and he bought back most of his catalog. All the animated stuff pretty much stayed with Disney. Like Spider-Man and X-Men and Spider-Man Unlimited and the Silver Surfer and all those shows and even a Transformer show stayed with Disney. Saban got back all of Power Rangers, including the Disney era, VR Troopers, presumably Saban's Masked Rider, although that never showed up, but that could be a rights issue due to the Kamen Rider Dragon Knight that had recently been airing, and Big Bad Beetleborgs, and I think the Mystic Knights of Tir na Nog. He got all those shows back and immediately started putting them everywhere. Netflix was streaming all those series. All of them were also started getting home video release. Everyone had been clamoring for Power Rangers to get home video releases that went beyond like the first half of a season. And now all the seasons were coming out. They even put the little Saban thing at the end of every episode of all the series, including the Disney ones, which you would have seen because we just had one at the end of this one. And this was a Disney season. This also included the red Mighty Morphin Ranger being a balloon in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. What also this meant was that we were going to continue with new series. But that is for next time. Next time, we'll be watching Power Rangers Samurai, a whole new era in HD. Starting with Origins Part 1. So until then, I hope you all have a good one. Take care.
And may the power protect
you. Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com. Or feel free to leave a comment on the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. Ranger Chronicles is now on Patreon. If you'd like to support the show, please visit patreon.com/rangerchronicles for more information. All images and music heard on the show are copyright the respective copyright holders and are used for entertainment purposes only. No infringement is intended. This show is dedicated to everyone, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers since 1993. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by twotruefreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thank you, and may the power protect you.